More and more, I'm getting people like yourself applying to me to be an investor because of your marketing skills, for instance. People like yourself who say, look, I consult to this company and I fix up their marketing, set it in motion, and then they make thousands and thousands of dollars on my advice. But they just paid me a flat fee for that advice. I'd like for them not to pay me that flat fee. I would like a success fee. So I'll give them my strategies for free in return for a percentage of their company according to how successful my strategies were. So you might end up owning 5% of a company.
Hi, this is Michael Sanoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. Here's another exclusive interview for the HMA Consultants. This is on contingency-based consulting with potential businesses who want growth. This was an interview I did with a lady out of Melbourne, Australia. She's one of the pioneers in angel investing. She matches up investors with businesses who want growth. Well, many of these businesses don't really have a good understanding of marketing, and it's an opportunity where you can approach these businesses who want to grow and trade your consulting services for a piece of the action, for a piece of the business, for ownership of the business based on your performance. It's not something Richard recommends in your consulting practice from the very beginning, but it is an application and something I would consider looking into. Listen to this 25-minute interview with Christine about angel investing. I think it has huge potential, and you have qualified businesses who have paid money to and raise their hand saying that they want to grow. I hope you find it interesting. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm calling for Christian.
Speaking.
Hello, this is Michael Sinoff calling from the United States.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. We have a group of people who are searching for businesses to buy in the $1 to $10 million range, and we are trying to expand our contact base in offering them solutions for finding potential investors for the businesses. I have been to your site, and I'd like to just talk a little bit about your service and how it got started and what it can offer some of these finders as far as matching up business buyers with sellers. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
I've heard the term angel investing. Where did that all start?
It's a very old term. It was initially used in the tea traders way back then. And then in the U.S., it was used to describe the person who backed the Broadway show. You often hear the term in the old movies.
Oh, very interesting. What is the name of your company?
It's called Business Angels Proprietary Limited.
And you're the founder of the business?
I am.
And how did this all come about?
I read an article in the newspaper talking about a person who retired and was getting bored and didn't want to play golf and prune his roses. And he discovered that a young business had been set up within the area that he'd been working in. So he offered to put a bit of money into that company and to work with the fellow to grow the business.
Okay.
So he's the angel.
Okay, so you read about this article. He was the angel.
Yes.
Okay, and that gave you an idea?
And I thought that there were a lot of businesses that could use a mature person, some extra funds, and the networks that come along with that.
Right. When someone needs money for the business, what have you found over the years have been the traditional stumbling blocks, the barriers for people getting the money?
The kind of money that a private person, a business angel, invests is private equity funding. It's not debt funding that you have to make repayments each month. So that's very attractive to a business that the banks aren't keen to lend money to. So the benefit is twofold, that they don't have to meet the bank's requirements and they don't have to make a repayment on the loan each month. But the added benefit is that they get the person, the business angel, who can assist them with their business.
In the funding part or in other areas?
Both. All areas.
All areas. So it's not just about the money.
That's right.
So are you saying when you make a match with a business for sale and an angel investor, you're trying to match up an angel investor who has some background, some knowledge, some experience in the type of business?
Exactly.
Is that key?
Yes, I think so. I think especially these days when businesses are far more technology-driven, business isn't as simple as it was in the past. So it might be an IT company where the founder of the business is highly skilled in his niche but has no financial administration expertise or no sales and marketing expertise. Or another business might be the angel and they bring their infrastructure into the deal.
When our people are buying the businesses or looking at potential businesses from sellers, it's identifying the real market value of the business. Do your angels, because of their experience, somewhat solve it because they've been in the industry and they can evaluate and value the real worth of that business to the seller?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that is a solution to a problem that we've had with our sellers, and that's evaluating the real value of the business. That's interesting.
What I should just add to what you were just saying is that some businesses today may not be a good proposition to buy outright. It might be better to buy into the business, say buy 50% of the business, and work with the owner for a year or two, and then buy them out.
Okay.
Because the business may well depend on the owner's skills, and so it's good to take a year or two to see exactly how dependent the business is on their skills and how best to replace them.
Okay, that's good advice. Let's go into a little bit of the history and some of the services you provide on both sides. You're in Melbourne, Australia. You've been around 13 years. How many deals have come through over the years because of your service, matching angel investors and sellers or buyers?
This is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this sample audio clip has been helpful to you. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, you'll have the entire database of recordings and interviews that I've done with expert marketing consultants. You'll be able to download them, burn them on CDs, listen to them on your MP3 players. You can print the transcripts, and you'll have 24 access to all the recordings at the HMA University. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, please contact me at 858-274-7851.